Proclamation number 8563 of 19th of July, 1963. Feeding the knowledge of Earth life purpose. I will always supply you with the knowledge, which you need to cover your Earth way successfully. And that is why you should also learn about the cause and purpose of your existence as a human being, in order to then conduct your earthly change in accordance with this knowledge, for as soon as you know where you originated from and the relationship you have with the power which brought you into being, you will now also consciously live. Recognizing that you should change your nature to love, because your original element is love, which you only rejected self-willed you and you once distanced yourselves from me, who is eternal love itself. You are my share, you emerged from me, and since my primal element is love, you therefore had to be the same in your substance. But at the beginning of your embodiment as man you lack love, for you once gave it away voluntarily. And during Earth life you are to achieve a complete change of your nature so that you become again what you were in the beginning, that your nature is pure love, and now you yourselves are in most intimate contact with me again and are unimaginably happy. As long as you humans are without knowledge, you will do nothing to change your nature into love. Therefore I always endeavor to convey this knowledge to you. You are to be enlightened through my servants about your purpose of existence. But only those servants can give you a truthful enlightenment, which they have received from me themselves, and you are to listen to these. I have always spoken to men, and I will always speak to them to give them knowledge about their earth assignment, about my will and about all connections, which now also justify their assignment as well as my will. But this knowledge is not to be proven. It must be believed, but can also be believed, because the inner spirit spark, which slumbers in every man, can give man the certainty from within, and man then no longer needs proof. The spiritual spark is the proof of my endless love towards the once fallen one, which turned away from me and gave itself to his love. For without love a return to me was never possible. And therefore I put a spark of my love into every human heart, and this spark of love is the spirit which can and will inform you humans from within if only you allow it to express itself, if only you listen to it and follow its instructions. For he will stimulate you to be active in love, and if you follow his suggestion you already start the transformation of your nature, you enter the path of return to me, for love brings about the complete transformation of the nature, love approaches me as the eternal love. To work with love is to fulfill my will. To work with love means to enter the original state where the being could not work in any other way than in love. Your earthly task now consists of you achieving this change back into your original state, of you doing everything to mature. That you discard all your vices and desires, weaknesses and faults. That you perfect yourselves into divine creatures, that you completely detach yourselves from him who is to blame for your low state and who also wants to keep you in the deep. You must become free from him, and that requires a constant fight against your passions and urges, which are signs of belonging to your adversary, through which he keeps you tied to him and which you can well fight and overcome if you make use of my help for this. For you are too weak on your own, you lack strength as a result of your past sin of repelling my strength of love. Therefore you must accept my help, which I have acquired for you through my sacrificial death on the cross, You must know all this, and therefore it is my greatest concern to inform you of it truthfully. Only then you can mentally take a stand on it yourselves and now act as your heart commands you. And as soon as you are of good will, your heart will also instruct you correctly. It will inwardly urge you to fulfill my will. You will live a life of love and thus work on the transformation of your nature, on the change of self-love, which is still the sign of adversarial influence, into unselfish neighborly love, into pure, divine love, which never demands but gives, which always seeks only to please and never demands the fulfillment of its own desires. And thus the soul, the real I of man, will again enter into the divine order from which it had once stepped out and therefore fell to the deep. It will now ascend again and come closer to me inwardly until it will unite with me and now also come to life again, which lasts forever. Amen.